I might sit down and play a song on a guitar that has a certain feel. Oh, that's a reggae feel. Okay. Well, the natural inclination is to keep adding with that sentiment over and over again. So now the bass goes dum 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 dum. Now the drums want to go. You know. But I knew that wasn't the case. I wanted to make people just be like, you know, and to do that, there has to be something of a bonehead kind of trancey drum part. That took a long time not to know that I needed, but it took a long time to articulate to somebody like Nir that that's what I needed. Start from the song, beginning of the song on hi-hat and come in. Check it out. Just try it. Wonderland wasn't there until it made the people who were working at the studio, who were girls, like the girl interns, want to do this, like the girl dance. Because that's what I was going after with that song. But I learned in that record, I learned to speak up, I learned when to speak up, I learned when to say, let them try it, we'll figure it out as we go.
Let's just listen to that from the top.
You got it.
And,
hey, Greg.
I'll try.
Can you make it not such a classroom in here with the lighting?
Oh, I could indeed.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? Doesn't it feel like we're in, like, the DMV?
Edit. Being in the studio, I really start to realize my age. Like, I feel young in the studio. I feel 22. I feel like, sometimes I feel like everyone else is relating at this 31-year-old, like, pro musician level, and I'm just sort of like that. Is this one beat too fast?
And then when did you, because you mentioned the air guitar as well, when did you start playing yourself?
I started, like, I guess I really started playing when I was 16.
Okay. And was that when you got your first guitar?
I got given my first guitar really early on, around 13, but I kept on breaking my arm. I broke my arm skateboarding another time off a trampoline. And I just mucked around, but then around 16, I really got into it. I really enjoyed it. And then I just kind of, and then it was just a hobby until I was 21. When I was 21, I discovered open tuning and got pretty obsessed.
Do you know why the switch came when you were 16? Why it all of a sudden became interesting to you?
It was more when I was 21. 16 okay. was just a lot of fun.
Just fooling around.
But it was the open tuning that really, at 21, that really kind of, that way I just got really obsessed, and I thought I wanted to maybe do it for a living at that point.
So then you knew, when then did you know that you were actually quite good at it? Was it around the same time?
I knew I had a voice. I knew I had my own kind of unique voice around 21. That's when I started realizing that, I could maybe go busking and attract an audience.
And where was this from?
folks, Steve Vai here, and I wanted to tell you about this guitar. This is my Ibanez Gem Evo guitar, and I designed this guitar with Ibanez about 25 years ago to fit some of the idiosyncrasies of my playing. Things like a big cutaway, 24 frets with a scale length, a little scalloped frets in the end here, two humbuckers, single coil, and a floating trem system that allows you to really pull up on the notes and dip down without going out of tune. It's got the original Edge tremolo system on it. I like very, very thin necks, and it's got a rosewood fretboard. You know, I was very fortunate that I could get a guitar with all these things in it. When I had these pickups made by DiMarzio, they were wound a particular way, and they're signature pickups called Evos, and hence the name of the guitar. And this particular guitar I've been using for many years. It's just kind of like, you know, you imbibe a guitar with a personality, and you know, it's kind of like a friend. You know, it's kind of like somebody you can tell your secrets to or something. So as a result, it develops its own sort of aura, so to speak. And this is the one that I just go to all the time. I don't know why. I try so many other guitars, but this is like a warm place that I call home. We've decided to make an Evo-inspired guitar, which is basically, you know, a clone of this, so to speak. You know, some of the things I really like about this guitar that I'm thinking are going to be very difficult for these guys to duplicate is just the beat-up nature of it. I really like having my guitars beat up. You know, things like I put this in a piece of tape here to keep the strings from going loose. And, you know, I do a couple of little, it's like Velcro, and this keeps the springs from rattling. Technology. And it's got these sort of like trem stoppers. And yeah, so I'm very excited because today I get to see the Evo-inspired guitar that's going to be available. And I'm really a little nervous because what if it's no good? You know, what if it's not right? So, which I don't suspect is going to be the case, but let's check it out.
I'm grounded.